WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Two Girls Playing Tunes, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Lauren.
Open the door again so I can make sure I hear you.
And I'm Lauren. Lauren, why do you sound louder than me?
the white mic, right?
Yeah, the white mic.
Say it again.
Hello.
Oh, I hear you.
All right.
It's just out there.
Maybe because, I don't know why. Anyway.
This sounds louder than you're being.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We're punctual, but not on point.
Punctual, but still technical difficulties. Still working out the kinks.
Welcome to our show. Let me make sure my mom's listening.
You know, my parents are struggling with listening.
What?
Because, like, no, because, like, their computer, I guess, isn't updated for the version
they can use it on their phone,
but my mom's phone's not updated, and she's afraid to update her phone for some reason. I don't know why. So they can only listen on my dad's phone. My dad, like, sometimes doesn't get home by 5 from work, so then she's like,
Lauren, speaking about your dad, have you ever been to Novartis Day?
I mean, I think so when I was little. Not recently. Why?
It's really cool.
Well, you've been?
Yes.
When?
Tyler's mom worked at Novartis. I told you this.
He didn't.
Yes, I did. Freshman year. We definitely went over this. Well, okay, so mind. Tyler, my ex-boyfriend from high school, his mom works for Novartis. Not doing what your dad does. She does more clerical stuff. But they took me 1 year, and it was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. In East Hanover?
Yes. Yeah. In East Hanover, Lauren. That's near my house. They just did so many different things. It was so cool.
Yeah, it's nice. Big company, so, you know.
And you got so much free stuff.
Free swag. Yeah. But my dad says they've gotten cheaper.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, and, like, especially, like, well, I used to like coming to take your child to work day, because, like, that was always fun, because, like, they had, like, a bunch of stuff for, like,
the kids to do.
And he's like, I've noticed they've cheapened out over the years.
My kid has not gotten everything she deserves.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sorry, keep going about your parents, then.
Oh, yeah, but then, so my dad can't, so my mom can't listen until my dad gets home, and sometimes my dad gets late, and my mom gets upset, because she's like, I can't listen, and then my dad's, like, rushing home, and then, you know, they're late, and mom enjoys listening to the full, she wants to get the full effect, she doesn't want just half an hour,
mm-hmm.
She wants the full hour.
She can listen to it later, though.
That's true, I didn't think about that, tell them that. Well.
Wow, Lauren.
Now you know. Also, this mic is not adjusted properly to my head. It's really irritating me. This is why I don't like the white mic. The blue mic is superior. Anywho's, how's your
week? Sorry, hold on.
She's distracted. Not giving her 100% attention.
Oh, sorry. I was texting my mom, but who's the one listening? How was my week? It's been good, better than I expected, because mm-hmm. I think people put this big stigma on Big Little Week, that they go, oh my god, you're going to be stressed all week, and I don't feel very stressed.
As long as you have your days planned
out.
Yeah,
I'm organized. Like, you know what you're going to set up. I'm organized. Set it up, yeah, exactly. My room had 4 boxes, and that was it. Every day, 4 boxes.
One box
at a time. Yeah. Or like a section of the room, like, because sometimes it's bags, not boxes. Mm-hmm. But like, laundry basket, that has a whole set of day. I'm like cruising. The only thing I have to make today is a decoration, but I won't say what decoration, just in case.
Off chance
somebody will be listening. But yeah, so overall it's been pretty good. Had some stuff to hand in. Have the Klein Farms trip tomorrow, that's which exciting. I'm pretty excited about.
I wish I could go. I'm just too overwhelmed.
Oh, I found out what the thing in the LAF office is. There's a big surprise, apparently.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
So it's basically the whiteboard has the word shout-outs on it, and it says anonymously write something to, like, somebody on LAF, like, that you want to tell. So, like, Patrick's up there, and it says, thanks for stepping up and going on the trip on Sunday. And then I wrote anonymously underneath MVP right here. my name was up there. I think Frey was up there, and Blossom was up there. Problem is, people are about to get butthurt if their names aren't up there.
I'm butthurt. My name's not up there.
Well, I think literally it was the same, like, font for everybody, like, same writing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. for all those four people. So I have a feeling it was like Melissa just writing like four to put it up there. And then only one other person added to me. Like I had two responses.
Right.
One was from a different person. And then I added to Fraze and Patrick's.
The MVPs right there.
The MVPs. Oh, yeah. Imagine Patrick next year, VP. Oh, my God.
He doesn't even want to be director.
Oh, okay.
I told him he should. So I don't want him to do it.
Why?
Because, like...
You don't want to get yelled at.
Yeah.
But you'll be in charge. You'll be the senior.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or get roasted.
Get roasted. Yeah, how was your week, Lauren? How's your mouth?
Oh, yeah, update on my mouth. well, it's not an infection, just inflammation, according mm-hmm. to the dentist. It's, like, nothing's wrong, basically, other than just, like, the fact that my gum is inflamed, because, like, it just, it's not gonna come out fully, because there's just not enough space in the bottom of my, mouth for the wisdom teeth to come in. So, basically, he's like, oh, he was ready to rip them out on Saturday. Like, pop those suckers right out. And I was just like, no, sir. Like, I cannot. Like, cannot do. Like, I got, like, two exams this week. Like, you know, my life cannot stop because I'm recovering from surgery. Especially if it's not, like, I'm not dying from it. Like, it's not a medical emergency. Mm-hmm. So, I was just like, no, I need to wait and also get a second opinion, because I like to get another opinion from another doctor, especially when it comes to surgery. Mm-hmm. I just don't want one doctor's opinion, especially he was so young. I was a little nervous, not saying that, not trying to age discriminate here, but like, he just like wanted to get practice in, and I'm like, my mouth is not for your practice, like, I want you to be, like, I need, like, experience to feel comfortable with the doctor, which I think that's important, like, you need to feel comfortable with your doctor, so, yeah, I'm gonna go to another doctor, get a second opinion, probably before Christmas, over winter break. And then after Christmas, over winter break, I'll probably, like, get, like, them removed. Because they, and he said, basically, it's, like, the pain is gonna, like, come and go.
Mm.
Like, it's gonna be, like, on and off. Like, it's, like, called, like, pericarditis or something like that. And so, right now, it's not bothering me at all. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not in any pain. And it kind of stopped being painful last Friday. I noticed the pain, like, went away a lot. So... Yeah, right now I'm just chilling and waiting until I find the right doctor to rip them out.
All right, well then.
Stay tuned.
I wish you the best of luck. Yeah, I wish you the best of luck on that.
Thank you.
Okay, so maybe we'll start off with a song and then
continue.
See how it goes. Yeah, continue finding out about our lives. Okay, so the first one is Best Love Song by T-Pain and Chris Brown. Classic.
Throwback to spring.
Did he even play? Did he sing this at spring concert?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
He sang a lot of his. I think he sang most of it.
Because I really don't remember.
I really don't like
it. And now I started to get upset thinking that he may have not. But okay, here we go.
Enjoy.
kiss your girl, show to kiss your man. We can see you on the kissing cam. Show me some love. Show me some love. Now look her in the eye. See me, I love you. I never put no one above you. And if you feel that way, go ahead and kiss your baby. And now we got the whole stadium in love like.
the glitter and the darkness of my
And we're back.
What, tell the people what that was.
So we had a little mishap because we played Pump It by the Black Eyed Peas, and then it quickly ended.
Abrupt.
Abrupt ending, and it played Boom Clap by Charlie XCX. So that was the third song.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. So yeah. I thought you had a lot of things to talk about today, Lauren.
I have a lot of things to talk about. I just didn't know how to segue it.
Oh, just go ahead.
Well, I was really quite annoyed this morning.
Oh.
I almost led a revolt.
Oh my god.
The people in the Kunkel atrium this morning were ready to revolt.
Why?
Well, it started off with me being mad about,
and then they were like, "Oh my god, Lauren's mad." So like, let me all get mad.
Like, we're all mad. Like, someone needs to be the voice of the people. Someone needs to stand
okay
up.
So you were mad because of group work.
Well, I was mad from group work. That starting off that put me in a bad mood was my group. Like, I just don't understand the logic for some people. Like, I'm just like, are you really that dumb?
Wow.
Just like, why would you put more work on yourself than necessary when the professor already approved something that required less work?
That's true.
Like, I understand that you're passionate, like this was, like this is like something you're passionate
your
about,
your livelihood,
yeah, but there's 2 out of 3 and you're outnumbered, so sorry, like that's just how it works, majority rules. And I just like, and the problem is with this person, they are just,
do I know them?
Probably not.
Mm.
I think I mentioned them to you before, but, well, anyway, they just, like, the way they talk to people is just, like, extremely condescending and rude. And so, like, I don't want to negotiate with you. Like, I'm not gonna, like, when everybody else in our lab has already completed something, and they're almost finished with their project, and you want to do something extra on top of this, mm-hmm. like, to make our lives more difficult, have more work, like, we're gonna have to come in extra time outside of lab. I don't have time to come into lab extra time. Like, this is not, like, this is a class where, like, lab is specifically designated. I shouldn't have to spend, like, this is not an independent research, like, course where,
no,
like,
yeah.
I'm coming in 12 hours of the week, like, extra time like that. And I'm just like, I'm like, if you want to do that by yourself, like, cool. Great. Like, just know, like, I'm not about it. Like, you're not gonna be about to, like, drag me into something that I don't have to do and it's not required for me for the course, when the professor already approved something that could be done in less time with easier. Like, I just, like, don't understand the, like, and I'm like, and I'm looking at my other teammate and I'm like, does this, like, make any logical sense, like, at all? Like, why you would want to put extra work onto yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it makes zero
sense. Doesn't make sense.
And
So why were you mad in Kunkel though?
So I left class this morning, and like I went into the atrium where, and so then I was like venting about that to like one of my friends who's in the class, who's in a different lab group, and then when she's also in my other class, in a different class, and I was studying for like this genetics exam, and we were just like, we went on like a rant about how like it's just like this class in particular is just like is too much. It's just too much. Like, she's treating this class as if it's like, she's like, this is what you, I'm prepping you guys for medical school because this is what you guys will have in medical school and this is what you'll experience. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, but a lot of people don't want to go to medical school but have to take this class because the biology department requires us to take this class to take majority of the 300 level courses. Mm-hmm. So I'm left like stuck taking this class even though it has nothing to do with what I want to do. And I was just so like irritated. I'm like, how can you teach a course, like, you can't teach a course by saying it's a, like, you're prepping us for medical school when you're just literally throwing us into the deep end with having like five like extremely dense chapters on one exam.
Yeah,
like my last exam was 8 chapters in 50 minutes. Like, how, like what am I supposed to, like, how am I supposed to memorize this, all this information? It's like terminology, you know. And I'm some people are like superhuman and are able to like memorize it, but the majority of us here, we're like, we're sinking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just throw someone into the deep end if they don't know how to swim to like prep them.
Yeah.
Like, what's the logic in that? And we were just frustrated with the bio, like, that class. And I love the professor, so, and it's, like, nothing bad against the professor. Like, I think she's great. Like, she's my research professor, but, like, what she's doing, I'm just, like, I just don't understand, like, why she's, like, literally killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes me 2.5 hours to outline one chapter because there's that much information on top of doing, like, the comprehension and the experimental questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, and people like are complaining that like they feel burnt out. Like, yeah. I feel like a burnt out college student, and I understand why people like college students, like, I've always like loved learning, and now I realize like college makes like ruins,
oh my god,
good students. Yeah, wow. Because it's just too much. Like, when you have like, professors get to go home at the end of the day, and, mm-hmm. like, they have their home life, like...
Yeah, separate.
Separate. Like, I'm... Like, when it's... Especially when it's exam, like, I'm 24-7 on... Like, focused on this. Like, no yeah. break. Like, I don't think that's healthy for any person to just be constantly doing this. So I was just... So we were just ranting in protest of this class and this department and how this school has set up a lot of the biology students up for failure.
Mm.
Not success, because they want the numbers. They want the numbers of, oh, all these students went to medical school. Yay. Like shoving it down our throats. Because they
But you're want. Not going to medical school.
I know. But they're, like, putting these, like, requirements on me as if I was.
Mm.
Because that looks good on the college that they had so many kids get into
medical school. Go to medical school even though we have med track.
Yeah. It just does not make sense to me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I hate this biology department. Oh my God. I really do. It's really terrible. Wow. And I think majority of the biology students would agree with me that it's really awful. Wow. Which is kind of sad. Which I feel like we need to... I feel like something...
Go,
like,
talk to the dean.
Yeah, but they don't care. One person's voice does not matter that much to them. They'll be like, oh yeah, okay. Okay, cool. Like, I have to, like, because I did poorly on this first exam, that counts as my midterm grade. You have to talk to the dean if you get, like, below a certain grade.
Wait, actually?
Yeah. You get an email and you have to talk to the dean. And basically, you, like, it's not, like, they just, like, talk to you. And basically, it's, like, a waste of time because they're like, so what can you do to, like, improve? And I'm like, I don't know, study more. Like, and she's like, okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Okay, goodbye. Like, it's not helpful at all.
Yeah.
Like, it provides zero help. And there's no resources. And I was talking to my friend who's in, like, she was saying how, like, in Gen Chem, her first semester of Gen Chem, like, she went, she's a smart girl, like, for sure, like, and she works hard. And, like, this professor, like, went up to her and told her that, like, she wasn't trying hard enough. So then she was like frazzled by that, for one, like mm-hmm. how does she know how much effort she's putting into the class? And second of all, and then so she goes to the attic, and like I think one of the deans told her, like, yeah, this is college, so it's going to be harder than what you have, and you are going to have to work long hours and harder. And I'm like, yes, but to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why does, like, I feel like schoolwork comes before someone's, like, well-being. I feel like that's the type of pressure they put on people. That was my rant.
I think that's in some departments. I don't think that's every department.
I don't think it's every department either.
Yeah, I think that, like, my experience, like, I mean, I am more in, like, humanities and social science classes, but, like, I know, like, a lot of my religion department are, like, if you need the time, like, my gov department, not all gov, no, take that back, not all gov. I think more, like, the first year dean, he's very big on, like, take time for yourself kind of thing. So, I don't know. It's just a tough situation.
And I feel like, and, like, I just, like, don't, like, they're like, we're preparing you for, like, med school, preparing you for graduate school, like. And I'm like, I'm not, like, what about the people who aren't going to these places?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just killing them.
Yeah.
For no reason. Other than you want people to, like, fit and, like, we're talking about other people who, like, I'm pretty, like, biology students have one of the lowest GPAs.
Really?
I'm pretty sure of that. Because... And everybody's saying, like, if you talk to any other biology student in, like, some other school, like...
It's not as bad.
It's not this bad.
And, yeah.
Like, we don't have, like, the prestige of, like, Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my friend put it, like, she was like, we have the academics, like, we're as hard, like, the bio department is as hard as, like, you going to Harvard, but we don't have the name that's associated with this.
Yeah,
people
don't
care.
Yeah.
They just see your bad GPA, and they're like, wow, you
stinks.
Must be dumb.
Stinks. Stinks, you lose,
You know? And then there's always going to be the people that do well. You know? The majority of us will suffer, and then there's going to be that one person or two people that do well because, I don't know, they're just some freak of nature. Why can't I be that freak of nature?
Well, okay, so I'll tell a funny story to lighten your whole rant there. Basically, one of Henry's friends, I won't disclose his name, we were talking last year about something, and he said, I just think people think I'm arrogant. And I'm like, why, bud? Like, why would people think that of you? Yes. But still, why, bud? Why would people think that of you? And he goes, well, I just feel like I, like, share what grade I got, and then people get mad at me. I was like, okay. I was like, keep in mind, he's also in, like, every honor society he can be in. Like, he is, like, probably is, like, a 4-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, not to be mean, but when somebody gets a C, they really don't want to hear that you got an A. Right. I go, it's nothing about I go, it's nothing about you personally, but I don't want to. He goes, but they ask. I go, you just say, oh, I did well, and then that's it. You drop it. You don't need to give a number.
Don't give the details.
He's like, but that seems a little unfair. I go, it's not. It's not. it's something that people just don't want to do, you know? Like, they don't need to hear how great you did.
Especially when it's like a grieving period.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want, like, when you're grieving, you don't want someone to just be, like, rubbing in your face, like...
Even if it's not intentional. It feels like a rubbing in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do public service announcements, because it's 5:30.
Do you have a public service announcement?
No. Okay, we'll talk about the things on campus, because there's a bunch of things on campus right now.
Good.
Like, announcements about the school. So course registration just came out, the courses, so make sure you're on top of that, and if you're a freshman, meet with your partners in order to go over your schedule, get your pins are always helpful, don't be like Lauren and always have a problem every year.
I don't have a problem with my pin, I just have a problem with
not with the pin, but
again, the bio department screwing us over, that's
do you understand that Lauren literally every semester somehow ends up with a problem on her schedule? Last semester, I'm pretty sure you said you had one class.
I did, I was registered for one class. And I literally got into one of my classes. God, like, oh my god, so many reasons.
Yeah, so Lauren struggled with that.
This year is gonna be better because I got a new laptop now, so, like, it's faster, so it'll load faster. I'll get my CRN number in faster. And I think I'm trying a new strategy this year because I think I've been approaching this. not well. Not as a strategy. I used to be... I was the person who would have, like, the CRN numbers listed on one page in my, like, on, like, a Word document. And then the course registration page pulled up on the other one. And I would copy and paste all of the numbers in to, like,
the little bar. Yes, that's what I do.
Yeah. But I think I think it's faster. And maybe it's because my computer was slow, because it was a clunker. And but I'm going to try to have them up, but I'm going to type them in and put each class in first and then go back and, like do it one class at a time instead of doing it, like, all my classes at once.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you do all your classes at once or one class at a time?
It depends on the year. It depends on the, like, how popular some of the classes are. Freshman year, I didn't have any problems. I wasn't expecting to have problems.
Right.
And then last year, I think I put, like, one in first, and then, like, I did the rest. It depends on how popular the classes are, from what I know of.
I think sophomores get screwed over the most.
Duh.
So
bad. Yeah. What else? Fall Fest is this Saturday. Yay. Be there, be square.
I'm gonna wear that shirt today.
I'm wearing the Fall Fest
it's
shirt.
It's so cute.
It is. I like the long sleeve.
Someone came up to me yesterday and they're like, oh, I'm not gonna be at Fall Fest. Like, where can I get a t-shirt?
Someone asked me to get a shirt for them too.
I mean, I'm not gonna get them a shirt.
Well then.
And be like, you can get Farinon at 12 p.m. on Friday to pick up a shirt. Early access.
So yeah. Then tomorrow's our client farm trips. If you're going, if you still want to go, contact me ASAP. Then what else? We'll have
D-Hop is coming up.
D-Hop, November 2nd. Be there or be square. Donating for St. Jude.
What'd you sign up for on a shift for D-Hop?
I said sitting outside.
Everybody wants sitting outside.
That was my number one. Then waitressing was my number two.
Really? You enjoy the waitressing?
I didn't do it last year. I didn't do anything last year. But I heard baking the pancakes was terrible, and I would not want to run the pancakes. So running was my last one.
Running was my last one,
too. Third was making the pancakes, and then waitressing was second.
Making the pancakes is good depending on where you
your group, are and your group.
And your group. Like, I was on pancake duty, but not in the house. I was in Easton. And, like, it was just this big open space. Like,
so it was less chaotic. It was nice.
Much less chaotic. Like, we were just chilling. Like,
just making your pancakes.
You know? and then the whole disaster of the fire alarm went off last year. Then we were under pressure.
Where are those pancakes?
I don't know how many times I was yelled at. I'm like, just keep breaking out Trey's pancakes. I'm like, they're raw. Like, how can I get out? Like, there's we don't care. I'm like, all right. So, yeah.
We don't serve raw pancakes, no.
No. Only if there's an emergency.
Yeah, so those are definitely the bigger things going on in the world of us/school.
Yeah. What else? Yeah. I think that's it.
Coffee House on November 30th. Put in your calendars.
Yeah.
If you know anyone or want to participate, let Lauren Terrapata know.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be fun. Sometimes.
Okay, let's play some music. Yeah, I feel like it's been a while. Okay, Love So Soft by Kelly Clarkson. Here we go. Every kid.
one you've been waiting for. Is she the one? Is she the one? The one you've been dreaming of. Is she the one? I'm tired of staying.
Back in between was "See You Again" by Miley Cyrus, and then "I Want to Know" by NOTD and B. Miller. Have you never heard that song?
No, I've heard that song. Oh. I just didn't know those, like, those were the artists.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't B. Miller was somewhere, right?
She was, like, pretty sure it was the song.
But she, like, got, like, I thought she was, like, she was, like, The Voice.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought she was.
Let's see.
And also, I love Miley Cyrus. That was a great song. That was a great choice.
I'm glad. That album I liked the most, that when she became Miley.
Oh, yeah.
From the Hannah Montana stages.
Is that the one that's
she came in ninth place on season 2 of The X Factor.
Oh, The X Factor.
When she was 13 years old.
Yeah. That's where she seems.
Ninth place. That's kind of low.
All right, we'll see when you go on The X Factor.
I'm just saying, like, she won. Like,
I don't know why she always, like, sounds familiar. I don't know. I just very vividly remember her on The X Factor, I guess. But no, is the Miley Cyrus one, is that the album where The Climb is on?
No, maybe. I don't know. It's the Hannah Montana 2 Meet Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's that one. Because The Climb,
there's another great one.
The Climb is the one that she's, like, has, like, it's, like, the purple background of, like, the purple album. And it's just, like, her in there.
Just her.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Cool. Did you have anything else you wanted to share today, Lauren? Because we have more music we can play.
I don't think think so. I mean, I'm a little hungry, but that's about all. That's about all that's going on with me. I'm studying. And then that's about it.
Okay, let's just play our next song then.
What's our next song?
Familiar by Liam Payne and J Balvin.
Okay, sounds good.
Is there curse words?
I don't know. I'm not
familiar with the song Familiar.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. I probably am familiar with it.
Yeah, you are.
I just off the top of my head. I don't know songs based on names, and I hate when people like they're like, "Oh, you don't know this song?" Like. I'm like, I don't know the name of the
music
song.
Committee. Okay,
Lauren. Get roasted.
Yeah. Lauren got roasted in our meeting the other day. Yeah. Well, not attacked. The committee, but Lauren, I think, felt personally attacked.
I just came out of left field. Yeah,
like basically, so if you haven't gotten the gist, Lauren and I are on LAF together, and she's in the music committee, and I'm in a different committee, not relevant to Spring Concert. And basically, she was talking about Spring Concert, and someone just... started roasting her about it, like really coming at music for their choice.
Meanwhile, they left music, and so like if you want to be a part of music and you want
to come on back, we're ready to,
you know,
ready to take you in.
I feel like such a harsh critique was just I just was out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, and people get heated. Like it's very, very passionate topic.
So I stood up for music.
Yes, I was so appreciative. I was making eye contact with you, and I was like, "What is going on?" Right
Lauren
now?
Has a chair position, but I have a director position. So I, because their director wasn't there, I thought I should stick up for her committee and make a stand because I didn't think they were getting the support they needed. And not that I, like, I'm not someone that knows music super well, so it's not that, like, I care whether who they choose, but I don't think people were giving music the credit they deserve for how hard this task is to pick Spring Concert. So, and I patiently rose my hand waiting to be picked. And no one wants to look at me because people call out and people interrupt each other, you know, the usual, especially when they're looking at their laptops and then they look up and start talking because they don't realize other people are talking. But like, who does that? Traditions. But regardless, I waited patiently and then I defended music how I felt they deserved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I wish like the conversation was like a little bit mediated and like he literally just went like off, like, and I felt like I'm like, this is not like productive or constructive criticism. There should have been a better way to like I feel like so like he literally would like people like I couldn't even get an inch word. They just keep going and I'm like, oh my god. And like I get it, people like, but like also like one thing about the Spring Concert, you're not gonna please everybody.
You're never gonna please everybody. Nope.
So sometimes people have to take the losses, and sometimes that's it's hard for them. Like, you know, it's hard to take a loss on such a passionate topic. when they were like, T-Pain and Waka were the greatest event that like LAF has ever done, I was like, dude.
I guess Lauren doesn't agree.
I mean, I think it's like, I think it was good as far as like a music committee, but I feel like, I feel like we've brought more important people to campus than Waka Flocka and T-Pain.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
Guess it depends on where your importance lies. But yeah, sure. if you got such vocal opinions, join the music committee. That's what I say to anybody. If you got an opinion, why don't you join? Instead of interjecting your opinions from the sidelines. You know?
It's rough. It's a rough life.
It is a rough life. You're
thankless job. Thankless job.
The bearer of bad news. Or good news, you know? Some people were happy. Some people, not so much.
I think it was more of the not so much, but...
Listen, I thought we were pretty diplomatic. I feel like we gave people opportunities to speak their mind, vote. It was, you know, it was a democratic process. It wasn't some dictatorship, you know? And, like, we just got here out of nowhere. Like, we got to this conclusion from nothing. Like, there were multiple votes that got there.
It's just the ones that didn't like the results, they were the ones that were most spoken about it.
Yeah. You win some, you lose some in life. All right, that's another PSA. You cannot win everything in life.
You tell them, Lord. Okay, so I'll play a different song than Familiar, because I don't like that one as much. Because we don't have that much time, and I want to play the other one.
You could go one.
Yeah, so For Once My Life by Stevie Wonder is the next song we're going to play. So here we go.
Thank you.
And that's our show. And that was Don't You Worry About a Thing by Tori Kelly. Lauren, don't you worry about a thing. Oh, it's boy. All going to be okay.
If only.
Okay, so you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Two Girls Playing Tunes, and I'm Sam.
I'm Lauren.
And have a great week.
See ya.